On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, welcome to hour number four of Rosie on the House. Oh man, we've had a great, great program so far, but it's not over yet. This one, we're gonna get real cool today with temperature control. We've got Mr. Sean Davis, a Tucson native. You're one of six in the town or
about,
seven?
About that.
Born, raised, went to high school right here. Now you're in the air conditioning trades, and you've been with temperature control
coming on 3 years.
3 years, and you've been in the trade about six.
Yep, six going on seven.
What got you into air conditioning? It's hot.
It's a good market to be in.
A lot of job. That sun is a job security that's second to none.
Very good job security.
What does it take to break into the trades? I can't tell you one of our partners right now that's not looking for good help.
Dedication, common sense, skill, willing to learn.
Where do you start?
I started with Tony. He gave me a chance, and I sprouted and grew.
That I'm the same way. I'm not a classroom learner. I'm a hands-on in the field, in the process. I don't know what you call that, but I mean, you could teach me the same thing in classroom, and it one ear and out the other. I'm glazed out, zoned out, thinking about something else. You put me in the field and put it hands on. That's
where I excel.
That's
as
where
well.
The heart and soul is.
I don't do good with books, but I do great in the field.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. You mentioned Tony, the owner of Temperature Control, Mr. Tony Bohart. He is here. He's making his way to where we're broadcasting, overlooking the exhibit floor of the Saba Home Show. We used to broadcast on the floor, but they've got so many announcements on the PA that the background noise for the broadcast is just horrible for listening experience. So we come up here behind the glass in this little conference room and overlook the floor and do our broadcast. If you are at the Saba Home Show and you want to ask a question live on the air, just come to the east side behind the ticket booth. The conference door is right there. We'll get you in. We're talking air conditioning. If you've got an air conditioning problem or question, we've got a lot of great talking points that we will be covering. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can also go to text questions during the broadcast, 411-923, or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. When you get into that first 100 triple D degree day, every air conditioning
they all break.
every air conditioning company's phone blows up, and you know it's a very hard time because the amount of requests exceed the amount of manpower you have at the time, and that's where you just say, if you'd have just let me serviced it when you weren't using it, we could have saved you this hassle.
Absolutely, you got to take care of it on the off season.
And no one thinks of it on the off season, out of sight, out of mind.
Yep, that's correct.
Now, when you go for a maintenance check, what are you looking at? It seems like we're up to, I think the latest commercial I heard, like 39-point free inspection.
Yep. We run through the entire system, check your refrigerant levels, check your capacitors, amp draws on the motors, proper airflow, cleanliness of coils. We run gamut on the whole system, make sure everything's going to be working properly for you when you need it.
What are the telltale signs that you're looking for that something's going to give?
Mechanical parts running out of tolerance. Amp draws too high on the motors. Refrigerant charges not proper. Obvious signs of leakage. And filthy coils.
Now, people that are proactive homeowners that know they need their system checked also have heard the nightmare of air conditioning companies taking advantage of homeowners. They don't send repair technicians. They send part salesmen.
They do. They've
got a motivation to sell, 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 sell. So they're scared of having someone come out to just get this huge estimate. But you know what? Send them away and call someone else.
Yep.
If you accidentally got the wrong person there, you wanted a second opinion, call. Yeah. There's nothing that says you have to close that day. And if someone's telling you, well, I've got this part and it's extra, and you can have this great discount if you buy it today.
Absolutely.
You're getting scammed.
Yep, absolutely. I recommend every customer do all their homework they can on the technicians and the companies before they come out to their house. I mean, well-educated customer is a good customer.
And it's a very vulnerable homeowner that's got a broken air conditioning unit. I mean, you turn that unit off, it gets uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Really fast. And especially if you got young ones at the house, or your elderly age, and that maintaining that temperature is critical for.
It's a safety issue.
Yeah. You're in a very vulnerable state.
Absolutely.
No, but don't let that get you. I mean, you can always go check in a hotel. You can, you know.
Hotels are cheap.
A lot cheaper than a brand new unit you didn't need because all you had needed was a Freon charge.
Absolutely.
So no pressure tactics. That's you'll know listening to them.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, all the signs will be there. And listen to your gut. Follow your gut. Call someone else.
If you don't feel right, call someone else.
Now, what are y'all installing right now?
Right now we do a lot with Lennox. They're our number one brand, great company, awesome products.
Awesome products?
Yes.
Lennox. And what type of SEER rating are we seeing now?
They go up to 25 now.
25. I remember when I started that it was the latest and greatest. We were going to get an 11 SEER.
14 is actually the state minimum you can do on commercial or on residential now.
14 is the minimum.
Yes.
And when we're talking economic value, though, you've still got to measure that in. If 14 is the minimum, and you can go up to 25,
right?
Where's that economic? I mean, are you at 18, 22?
Well, you always save more the higher up in SEER you go. Once you start getting up that high, it becomes more of a comfort issue.
And what is the value of that SEER? I mean, if I'm going from 15 to 16, from 16 to 17, what does each SEER get me? And we're going to bring Tony in, who's just in from Country Thunder. How was your drive this morning?
It was chaotic. So that's a good question. Mainly,
who was on stage last night?
Dirk Smitley.
Nice, homeboy.
Yeah.
Nice. So you got to see Dirk's last night out?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me okay? Are your ears ringing a little?
No, I'm deaf now, yeah, for sure.
So what are we getting with the value of ECAD SEER when we're looking at new unit equipment?
So I always relate to kind of the cars because, you know, as you get higher efficient equipment, you also get added value. You get more comfortability. You get better humidity control. You get longer run times at you know, lower power. Efficiency-wise, between a 14 SEER and, let's say, a two-stage 18 SEER, it's about $500 less a year to run.
Wow.
So it's substantial.
It adds up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is that cost ticket for the equipment?
As far as initial cost?
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere between, you know, for 16 SEER, you're anywhere between you can go all the way up to about $18,000, depending on what, you know, brands and units and equipment you go with.
So you're looking at a couple year payoff, though. I mean, that's not a long. You're not looking at a 10-year payoff. It's less than that.
Well, honestly, it's when you go from 14 to.
Bless you.
Sorry, yeah. When you go from 14 SEER to 18 SEER, it's a rapid payoff. It's not like you're just jumping from, you know, an 8 SEER to a 14 SEER. Seeing a little bit of a change, when you go up that high in efficiency, it comes back to you faster because the faster or the more efficient the unit, the faster the payoff is because you're using that much more or that much less energy.
Mm-hmm. And you had the car comparison earlier, and that is that's a very good one because when you go back, I used to be able to work on my trucks in the 80s. Right now, I look under the hood and I don't even have the tools. You know, your Craftsman socket set isn't going to be enough to get this done. And that drives me nuts because I used to enjoy working on it, but that same sense, the speed, the comfort, the gas mileage, I wouldn't give up my new truck.
Well, you don't even have to work on your new trucks anymore. Remember, it's 80,000 miles, time to replace the engine, and now everything is so precise, it runs so precisely controlled that they last forever. Same thing with air conditioning. So now everything's computerized and everything thinks before it reacts, and it just makes for a much better system.
And when you're going to that much better system and you're saving money on it, you get used to that comfort. And we were talking before you came in. It's not a plug and it's not a hands-free system. You still have to have a technician come out. Just like you go get your oil changed, you've got to get your air conditioning changed. And before that 100-degree temperature kicks in and units go into their stress mode and you've got breakage and parts, you get it serviced ahead of time when it's...
They never break when it's, January. It's always July when it's 110, and everybody's busy at the same time. So it's the magical thing. Let's do it before it breaks.
Do it before it breaks and change your air filter.
Oh, that's the biggest thing. Every 30 days, even if you don't see it, it doesn't look dirty, just change it. It's the least expensive thing you can do to make the system last, optimal forever, as long as it will.
A lot of different options in air filters. What do y'all like?
We like standard pleated. I think that's probably going to be it's good for the system. It doesn't overstress the system because you're not trying to overfilter. A lot of people buy the very, high-dollar filters, and they just restrict the system. They just restrict the flow. If you really have allergy or asthma, you probably should invest in some sort of either air scrubber or some higher air filtration system.
Rosie uses a marathon runner in that example. It's like you're trying to run a marathon sucking through a straw.
That's right. Or even a respirator. Right. And that's it. That's what happens.
They work too good.
Well, it's not that they work. The air is going to be forced through either way. So if you slow the air down that much to get a filter to trap the stuff, you have to slow the air down. And when you do that, you're damaging the system.
Yeah. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've got Patrick. We've got Tony. We've got Sean. We've got three great local Tucson air conditioning specialists. If you want to talk about keeping or getting your house cool, or if you're looking at new systems and you've got a couple estimates, or you want to know where to start and what to look for, hey, we've got a whole hour here for you. 1-888-767-4348.